Much peace, love, and many blessings to all those who inhabit this beautiful, green, wide, vast earth. This is the podcast Catch This Vibe with your podcast host, Ono. Yes, I go by Ono. Think of me as anonymous. Think of me like V for Vendetta. You will hear my voice, but you will never see my face. You will never know my real name. You will never know where I came from, because I came from everything, yet I came from nothing. I am the wind. I am the air. I am from the earth. I am from God. I am from the universe. I am from the birds that carry the seeds to the flowers so that the flowers may bloom. I am the water from the clouds that makes everything grow. Again, I am everything, yet I am nothing. The title of this first segment is called Introduction. Although you may not know my real name or where I'm from or anything that really actually matters, think of it like this. Who I am doesn't even matter. Who are you? And the reason why I started this first episode this way is because I want people to understand where I'm coming from with this podcast, because the initiation of this podcast was, you know, it was supposed to start off with more than just me doing this, but you know what? I decided to proceed on my own, you know? This is my way of speaking my truth. The biggest lie that could be extremely detrimental to anyone is the lies that we tell ourselves. The lies that we believe ourselves about ourselves. So I wanted to start this off by letting you know that this podcast is about speaking my truth. You don't have to like it. You don't have to agree with it. Hell, you can hate it for all I care. But my truth is my truth. And no one can take that away from me. There are going to be a lot of things that you'll hear on this podcast. A lot of things that you didn't know, especially if you're a family or a friend that I've referred to this podcast. There's a lot of things that you probably never have heard me say or didn't even think that my mind could formulate the types of thoughts and convey them the way that I do. However, that's what this is about. Being able to truly express oneself without any interruptions or any inhibitions or any limits or boundaries, because life should be boundless in all ways. Never allow yourself to be limited. I introduce you to follow this journey or to come on this journey with me of true self-discovery, self-expression, and self-love. Because the only way that that can happen is telling the truth, living with your truth, and not being ashamed of it. And let me say this out the mouth of Ono. Ono says, I have no shame for anything that I have ever done in my life. I have no shame. If I were to be ashamed about something, then I had no business doing it. Everything that I've ever done in my life, I've thought carefully before I've done it. And I have been willing to suffer the consequences, which I have many times, for the things and the decisions that I have made. And therefore, I have no shame. I have nothing to hide. Why? Yeah, of course, people don't have to know everything about you. But in the same breath, I'm too old to hide myself from the world, or let the world hide itself from me. So, as I said before, family and friends, you may hear me say things that you've never heard before in a way that I've never expressed before. But I encourage you to listen. Listen to what I'm saying. Absorb it. Not for you and not for me, but just so that you can catch this vibe. All right, y'all. So this next segment is going to be called hashtag confessions. Recently, I have made a really big move in my life. A very much needed move in my life. I am one of those people that believe that in life, you have to constantly readjust or readapt yourselves to new situations and changes that occur. And lucky for me, I'm a very adaptable person. I went from one state that I was born and raised in to another state that is my second home for a fresh start in life, for a new beginning. And I think it's important for my listeners to understand that if you are in a situation or you're in an environment where you have experienced an extreme amount of trauma or hurt or disappointment, or you are in a current state of, I want to change how I'm living my life, I want to change who I am so I can be better than what I am right now, and I want to do this for myself. And if you're at that point in your life, understand something that it took me a long time to realize is that you cannot change in the same environment or the same situation that made you feel or made you how you are right now. So if you want something better for yourself and you want things to change, then you have to change the environment. You need to get out of that environment, get out of that situation, however you have to, in order to become the better person that you want to become. But there's more to it than that. See, before you move on into this, a new start and adapting yourself to a new change so that you can be better, you have to let go of the past. And that's what this is about. Something that's been weighing really heavily on my heart is the fact that recently, and as I mean recently, I'm going to just start from January on to right now, today, September 2nd, 2018. And I was caught up in what I would now consider a situationship. Being inside of it, it was a complicated relationship. But as I have had more and more time to think, more and more time to be alone, more and more time to meditate and pray on things, I've realized that it was a situationship that I had placed myself in out of being in an environment or a situation that made me so uncomfortable, and it made me so unhappy, and it made me so depressed that I, out of boredom, out of sheer boredom, I ended up letting a person into my life that was not a person that I should have let into my life. And it's not because that person had an evil heart or they just were terrible. It was the simple point that this person, now looking back at it, was a project. They were a way for me to escape what I was going through. And so I took on their problems to escape my own. But see, the thing about that is that when you've got your own problems, yet you're helping someone else, eventually, it's all going to come crashing down. And when it all falls down, reality hits you really hard. This person that I had this situationship with, not only did I help them financially, and not only was I there for them emotionally and mentally, I did things for this person that I know I would have normally ever done. And even with the baggage that this person came with, if I was who I was, let's say 5-6 years ago, they would have never, ever, ever, ever had a chance even talking to me. But because I was in a situation and in an environment that I needed some type of escape from, I allowed this to happen. And it ended up turning from a friendship into a situationship that tried to form a relationship. But you can't form a relationship with a person who is not broken, because I don't believe a person can ever be broken. We can be bruised and we can maybe be a little tattered or tethered, or we can even be a little tortured or tormented in the sense when it comes to the soul. And with all those things, you cannot be with a person when they have those attributes, and when you have those attributes as well. See, I was bruised healing from a 7-year off and on relationship that was everything but physically abusive. And had I had given myself time enough to change the situation after I escaped that and I ended up being in another situation, if I was able to have resonated with myself, had sat with myself and said, okay, this is how I need to get out of this environment, out of this situation, I would have never, ever been able to let this person into my life and into my heart in a way that allowed them to not only use me, but to betray me. See, the thing about being used is I don't really worry about being used. I had a friend about 7 years ago that told me something that was probably one of the realest things I had ever heard. And it was, he told me, I don't ever worry about, you know, a person using me because everyone is using someone for something. And the truth was, I was using him. I was using him for escape, but I never betrayed him. See, betrayal can mean a lot of things, but see, betrayal, right on top of betrayal is loyalty. You know the saying, there's a thin line between love and hate. Guess what? There's also a thin line between loyalty and betrayal. And this person took advantage of the fact that not only did I give them a place to live, clothes on their back, food in their stomach, clothes for their children, diapers for their children, watching their children, teaching their children, cooking for their children, and all around loving their children. This person could not be loyal. Now, when you're not in a relationship with someone per se, that doesn't mean that you get to sleep around or do whatever you want to do with other people when you see how loyal a person is being towards you. Just because you don't have a title on, there should be some form of dignity behind your sense of loyalty to say, you know what, because this person is so good to me, I shouldn't do anything to hurt them or betray them. Yet it happened. And see, the worst thing about this type of betrayal is that I can handle a person, you know, sleeping around and things like that, only for the simple fact of, you know, that's human nature. People are going to mess up. People are going to do that. But one thing that I cannot tolerate and I have never been able to tolerate is a liar, a person who could literally look you dead in your eye and lie to you. And you know the truth and they lie to you. And they can actually look themselves in the mirror and be okay with it. That is the worst type. That is literally worse than a stranger coming up to you in the dead middle of the night or the dead of the night and stabbing you in your back several times until you bleed out and die. That is way worse. Especially when you had all types of trust in this person and then you find out otherwise and they look you in your face and they lie. See, I can handle honesty. What I can't handle is a liar. And to me, a person who can lie by looking you in your eyes, that's the worst type of betrayal. And because of that, I can honestly say that my confession is that I retaliated. I'm not going to specifically say what I did, but I will say this. I used to let people get away with a lot of things. You know, I was bullied from elementary all through high school. And it wasn't until I got into college that I learned how to really, really stand up for myself. Now, in high school, I was confident in who I was. So, and I knew where I was headed. I knew I had focus. I was like, you know what? It doesn't matter what anyone says about me. I know who I am. I know what I'm trying to get to. I'm trying to get to college. So this doesn't even matter. It's semantics. And when I got to college, I really learned how to say things back and how to retaliate when someone wants to hurt me or belittle me. And see, with the 7-year relationship that I was in, when I moved out and I moved on, you know, despite the many attempts after that breakup with that 7-year relationship, despite his his many attempts to try to destroy me by trying to ruin my credit using my social security number and ransacking my car and throwing clothes on my lawn, clothes that I specifically said if I had left anything to throw away, you know, just very mean and cruel things, even sending me mean and hurtful messages, even abusing me and emotionally abusing me when we were in a relationship to the point where I was cussed out like a dog on my 25th birthday. I was on the phone with a suicide hotline because he had made me feel as though there was no point for me to even be alive for my birthday. And I did nothing about it. So I promised myself after that that I would, which led to me retaliating against this person that I had this situationship with for a year. And the reason why I did it, and I'm going to say why I did it, is because you do not shit on the people that you claim to love. And I'm not just talking about me. I'm seeing how he treated his grandmother, and I helped repair that relationship. I saw how he treated his mother, and I helped repair that relationship to the point where his mother gave me his number to call her, and his grandmother had my number, and so that we could form some type of collective support system because of how angry he was and how hurtful he could be. And when I examined all of that after we had the most horrible fight and decided to part ways for good, I decided, you know, I'm going to teach you a lesson. And I'm going to make you realize that you don't treat the people in your life that are good to you, that do things for you out of the kindness of their heart, out of the love they have for you in your heart. You don't treat them like shit. You don't cuss them out. You don't hang up in their face. You don't block them. You don't tell them, fuck you. You don't do things like that to people. Because the world doesn't owe you anything. People in this world don't owe you anything. There are people out there that are literally in this world alone. So if you are grateful, if you are actually, I'm sorry, grateful is not the word. If you are blessed enough, if you are fortunate enough to have a family and people in your life who give a shit about you, hold on to them, because there are people that are dying alone right now in a hospital, on the street, or in a prison, and they have not one soul on this earth that cares about them or gives a shit if they live or die. And if you have people in your life who care about you and who break their back and spend money to help and make sure that you are okay and to make sure that you make it in this world, you don't treat them as if they don't matter. You don't treat them like they're replaceable, because people who are willing to help you, it's rare, like finding a diamond while you're just walking along the sidewalk. They don't come a dime a dozen. And I think that there's a lot of people out there that think, oh, well, if I found this person, I'll find another person just like them. Guess what? Humans aren't like that. Let me tell you what comes a dime a dozen. What comes a dime a dozen are people who are going to lie to you, and people who are going to try to use you, and people who are really actually out to just be for themselves. Selfishness. That's what this world is filled with. That's what you'll find a dime a dozen. It's selfish people who are not willing to do anything for anyone that does not benefit themselves. So if you find someone that says, hey, I see what you're going through, although I got my own shit going, I want to help you get to where you're going to go. You don't treat people like that, like shit. So in return, I told a lie. A lie to make him think. You can't go out in the world being reckless, having all of these children by different women, knocking women up at the same time, and don't understand why they resent you. I wanted him to be able, for once in his life, and I pray that he's doing this now, that he's taking a hard look at himself, because not only does he need to change himself for himself, but he needs to change himself for his children. The world is a fucked up place, y'all. We know that. You can turn on television and see that. But the one thing, or there's two things that can keep people going, and that's hope and that's love. And if someone gives you hope and they give you love, hold on to it. Because those are so rare in this world and we need it. It's the only thing that's going to keep this world good. It's the only thing that's going to help produce good people with great hearts. That's why we have humanitarians in this world and philanthropists. Because those people were bred to be good people. Because the world is cruel enough. So I hope that with my confession, if he ever hears this, or if you're like this person, love and respect the people who are there for you because they do not have to be. And as for the other side of the game, those of you who have been treated like shit after you have made tons of sacrifices for a person and they threw you to the side as if you were nothing, it's okay to get your point across. I'm not saying seek full-on revenge, because vengeance is mine, says the Lord, because I'm a believer, a spiritual believer. But I also believe in helping with vengeance. Don't do anything illegal. Don't physically harm someone. Make them think. See, the thing about hurting somebody physically is it'll heal. It'll turn into a nice little scar. Slashing tires, get that fixed. Breaking windows, and get that fixed. But if you lay something on someone's mind, they'll remember it forever. And they'll never forget it. Words leave lasting impressions. They are more impressionable than any type of physical act. And the reason why is because when people think about what you said to them, they remember how it makes them feel or how it made them feel. So if you haven't gotten anything from this, understand that and catch this vibe.